gloire dérisoire, dans sa gloire dérisoire, on se rappelle à ses bons yeux. Il contemple la
The featured album today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society is Welkia from 1994 by Teodosi Spasov, a Bulgarian virtuoso of the kaval flute. Teodosi Spasov is an extraordinary exponent of the kaval, a simple Bulgarian shepherd's flute. It's one of the oldest European instruments. Spasov is renowned for his virtuosity and for his striking merger of Bulgarian folk styles with jazz. In performance, Spasov elicits whoops and whistles from his home audiences because his technical capabilities are so extraordinary. He produces a rich and complex array of sounds from an open-ended, hollow wooden cylinder with 8 holes along its length and no mouthpiece.
Thank you.
That's Rushenitsa, based on a popular Bulgarian folk dance in 7/8 or 7/16 time. It's for one or two dancers, and otherwise resembles many of the other Bulgarian dances that underpin Spasov's compositions. You've likely seen the horo dances where dancers lock arms in a straight or curved line. Teodosi Spasov pioneered the use of the kaval in jazz. He made Welkia, released on the Bulgarian label Giga Nu, when he was 33. While the jazz element is prominent, so too are Balkan folk traditions. That's particularly apparent when he calls on vocalist Janka Rupkina, one of the greats of Bulgarian folk singing. She sang in the Strandia mountain folk style and became a member in the 1970s of the Bulgarian state radio and television female vocal choir, known as Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares. She was also with the renowned Trio Bulgarka, which provided harmonies on Kate Bush's albums The Sensual World and The Red Shoes in 1989 and 93. Here are three pieces featuring Janka Rupkina: Lalitsa, By the Village on the Hills, and Unnamed.
Yeah.
three pieces featuring vocalist Janka Rupkina, the first and third written by her. In addition to Teodosi Spasov on the kaval flute were Georgi Donchev on bass, Valentin Yankov on tambura, which is a long-necked fretted lute, Stoyan Yankulov on percussion, and Georgi Petrov on gadulka, which is a bit larger than a viola held upright. Teodosi Spasov was raised in a small town in northeastern Bulgaria, Isperich. He chose the kaval over the bagpipe, accordion, and folk violin because, he has said, as a romantic 8-year-old boy, I was totally captivated by the image of a shepherd tending his herds in the plains and mountains. He attended the Philip Kutev National School of Folk Arts in Kotel in central Bulgaria, and then went further south to the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in Plovdiv, Bulgaria's second largest city, about the size of Canberra. Here he is in the mountains of southern Bulgaria, somewhere in the Rodopis, which is the title of this piece. I mentioned Spassov's extraordinary prowess on the kaval. The instrument is like a recorder, but without a shaped mouthpiece. Instead, it has only an open end where it's blown at an angle. The shaft of the instrument comes in two at its middle, and among Spassov's feats is to suddenly blow at the wrong end, or to pull the kaval apart and play either half, or both at once. Those party tricks elicit wild responses from audiences. You can find examples of Spassov's playing in videos online. I'll post one link on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society page. It's under the Programs tab at artsound.fm. Spassov is also able to play the instrument in various registers, suddenly making it sound nearer to a clarinet or oboe than a flute. Grajovo dance, referring to a region close to the capital, Sofia. You're listening to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. I'm Peter Monahan. Today, the featured album is Volkia by Bulgarian kaval virtuoso Theodosi Spasov.
Thank you.
Here's Manipulation, dedicated to Mircea Leviev. He was a Bulgarian pianist who had blazed the trail of jazz settings of Balkan folk music from the 1960s, including in LA in the 1970s.
Thank you.
manipulation dedicated to Mitchell Leviev, who blazed the trail of jazz settings of Balkan folk music. As for Spasov, jazz critics have likened him to, for example, flute and saxophone innovator Rassan Roland Kirk, but working with just a simple shepherd's flute, with intricate Eastern European meters rendered with swung phrasing. Certainly, one critic said, it's safe to assume that no hemp-clad sheepherders ever thought to play the kaval quite as Spasov does. Walkia is from early in Spasov's recording career. He has now made 38 CDs in all, from solo performances to collaborations with orchestras. He has composed scores for film and theatre too. He has performed with all Bulgaria's big names in music and many prominent international figures, Trilok Gurtu, Rabia Bukalil, Paul McCandless, Billy Cobham, many others. For 3 years he was a member of the Irish company Riverdance, for which we'll have to forgive him. In 2015, UNESCO made him one of its artists for peace. He is much honoured by the Bulgarian state, which in 2020 sent him along on an expedition to the Bulgarian Antarctic base to see what inspiration he'd find there. Spasov's 1994 album Walkia saves one of its best moments until near its end. This piece, Ballad About a Puffed-Up Bagpipe, is a spirited spoof of another of Bulgaria's favourite folk instruments, perhaps a rival to the kaval. Thank you. ballad about a puffed-up bagpipe. Here's the final and title track of Walkyier. That means Tawny Night Owl, and the track features a sort of incantation by Janka Rupkina. It's about watching a river burning with industrial effluent, drawing along dead animals and waste, and then finding a radio cabinet with emblems of planetary decay, the bone of a tawny night owl, a shattered light bulb, a muddy bottle, and a priest's garment. Death, darkness, servitude, and loss of faith. Songs came from the owl's mouth, yet only curses reached our ears.
Glotne, ej, da pukneš kako je ceo ogen. Da se vlačiš kato prebito kuće. Da ti blagoslovi Kanzo, da te blagoslovi. Ej, da te nema ni nolja svetina toja. Da te porazi Gospod. Da te razčeknat na krstopatišta. Da te skine tojna, tojna, tlele tojna, što go imaš da te skine na nov! Da te ubije Gospod. Ega ne vidiš radost do veka, ega posrneš kato posilek bez voda. Ega te, bez zatrije, ega te German otnese. Ha, ha, ega te svetilija, ej svetilija! Grabotevica da te smaže, dano! Život i zdrave da ne vidiš, nikogaš da ne vidiš. Živja se li ti červija u glavata? Koj te vidi da te ne navidi, dano, da te ne navidi? I krv i katran da močeš, da močeš, dano! Ega si kasmetu i sedeš. Hej! Ej, ej, nikoj za ništa da te ne veruva, da dade Gospod, da dade Gospod. Ogin, ogin i plamen da go izgore. Ogin te stupio, odnesla te vodata. 39 pati zemljata, ej, ta zemljata da izvrli 39 pati čumata, čumata, čumata. Hey, Walkyier! Walkyier! Walkyier, da te odnese. Da te odnese. Da no.
Tudara!
Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, we've been listening to Welkia by Teodosi Spasov and colleagues, released in 1994 on the Bulgarian Giga New label. The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard every Saturday at noon and repeated on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. here on Art Sound FM. I'm Peter Monahan.
Art Sound FM, your music and arts companion.
Do you have a decent voice for radio? Art Sound often needs new presenters. Do you have good knowledge of any of the areas of Art Sound broadcasting, in music in general, or in Canberra region arts activities in particular? If you'd like to find out about how to join our broadcast team, please get in touch at help@artsound.fm.